This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks so much for joining us on this Saturday. Tech Talk underway. Doug Swinhart in studio. My name is Steve Thompson. Jonathan Lowe is our in-studio producer today. And, of course, Tech Talk, all about your computer, hardware, software, whatever. If you're having trouble, if you're not sure how something works or why it's not working, by all means, call the program, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text the program at 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. Doug, how you been?
Absolutely wonderful, Steve. And yourself?
Good. Certainly a little cool today, a great day to do some computer maintenance. One of the things we haven't talked about in a while is that maintenance of your hard drive. Now, if you have a solid-state drive, the maintenance is a little bit different. But if you still have one of those traditional hard drives, one of the old spinning hard drives, it is important to do maintenance. Are there programs out there that will help you maintain your computer?
There are. And Windows has a built-in disk defrag. I really like one called OzLogic, AusLogic. And I believe they still have a downloadable portable version. And that not only does a defrag, but it keeps track of the files most accessed and moves those to the fastest part of the drive. And that's a pretty interesting program for defragging your hard drive. It really is a slick little piece of software.
Now, you've heard the term defrag for a long, long time if you've been involved with a computer. But with the new solid-state drives, you don't need to do that.
They say no, and that's because of the wear and tear that it will create on the on-off of the actual media. I tell people that if you've got a solid-state drive, you really, really don't want to be defragging it at all. When I get them set up, I defrag them once. You might want to defrag it a year, 18 months down the road, but it really should not be a part of your normal maintenance. It's just less wear and tear, the longer it will last.
All right, what other maintenance needs to be done in this day and age? Or is a lot of this stuff automatic if you have a newer Mac, a newer operating system, or for that matter, a Windows 10 machine? Is a lot of this stuff built in, Doug?
Yeah, it really is. And here again, this is where CCleaner really shines. Even though it's not actually doing disk maintenance, When we run CCleaner, whether it's on a Windows or a Mac machine, CCleaner is deleting all kinds of cache files, temp files, things that are scattered throughout your hard drive. So then when you do a defrag, you've actually got rid of all the garbage first. So I normally recommend, if people are going to do a defrag, to do a quick scan with CCleaner and run that first, clean out those nasty old files, and then do a defrag, and you should be good to go.
All right, CCleaner, how do people find it?
Oh, you can just open up a Google search box and type in CCLEANER. Your first result should be Paraform, and then right below that, it'll actually have downloads. And you can download the trial version for the pro version, or you can download and install and use the perpetually free version forever. But I always remind people that these companies that do this, if you use this product and you like it, for goodness sake, spend 20, 30, 40 bucks and support the company. Let's keep it moving forward. Eventually, I'd like to see everybody buy the professional version, but you're under no obligation.
All right. So CCleaner.
You bet.
Once again, spell that, because I know folks are kind of scrambling to jot it down, et cetera.
No problem. Double CCLEANER. And just put that right in a Google search box, and I'm certain it'll pop right up.
And that is a rock-solid program, and it's going to save you a lot of grief.
Yeah, the company Piriform has been around for decades. They also do Revo Uninstaller. Some of the best software available for free today comes from the Piriform Corporation. So, yeah, and while you're there, you might want to pick up Revo as well.
All right. By the way, we're going to be going to the phone lines very shortly. I think we're going to start on the text line today. But here are the numbers, and we invite you to call sooner than later, because inevitably we get to the end of the program and there are folks waiting on hold and we're not able to get to their text. So the earlier the better, 651-989-9226. And you can text 81807. And by the way, State Patrol in studio next hour, Lieutenant Tiffany Nielsen talking about enhanced seatbelt enforcement. And of course, we'll take your calls on the rules of the road. Always popular next hour here on CCO. So stick around for that. As promised, let's go to the text line and get started there. Here on CCO, once again, 81807. That's 81807. Doug, can you recommend an inexpensive, easy-to-understand computer or laptop for a relative beginner? My income is limited. I need to find something on a budget. I have an idea. I have one in my backpack over there. It's an HP Chromebook I bought a couple of years ago, $250. It's a big monitor. It's been rock solid. It's been a great piece of equipment. If you have a Gmail account, you're in like Flint. You're ready to rock and roll and get on the internet and use all of those Google apps. What a deal that was.
I can't agree more. If you're looking for something simplistic, but yet has the capability to do, I believe, almost everything most users need, a Chromebook is absolutely the answer. If perhaps they are seeking a Windows machine, I actually did an HP stream for a lady last week, and she brought it in. She purchased it at Walmart. I had to reconfigure some things. Just for giggles, I jumped on Amazon to do a scan. I found an HP stream 11-inch, so it's decent size, Hewlett-Packard, Windows 10, 32-gigabyte SSD drive and 4 gigs of RAM, refurb, $169. The deals are out there. So now my preference would be a Chromebook because of the operating system. The lady that brought her stream into me on her second Windows update, she was out of disk space. And I convinced her we'll strip that baby and put on Linux Lite, which we did. And now she's got 19 gigabytes of storage left over with everything installed and optimized. And I'm thinking she's going to be a happy girl. But that's the only drawback to the real inexpensive computers with Windows 10. If you start updating or putting any data on them, a 32 gigabyte is kind of slight for an SSD drive. The advantage to the Chromebook, as you already know, Steve, is you get 100 gigabytes of storage with your Google account up in the clouds free of charge. It's, yeah, I think for Down and dirty, get them done, easy to run. A Chromebook is absolutely the way to go.
All right, we should point out that our phone lines are still open at 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. Keep those numbers handy. They're good for all our programs here on CCO. All right, from the text line, we'll go, and then we'll go to the phone lines, we promise. We have a couple of folks waiting there, Janice, Mark, and Ron, three to be exact, and we'll get to their calls momentarily. But from the text line today here on CCO, let's go to this one. And we brought this up a week ago, Carbonite and Mosey. There are other automatic backup plans where you pay them a small fee monthly or annually, and they back up your data. Carbonite, Mosey, there's Crash Plan.
Crash Plan's actually local.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah, definitely check that out. SugarSync, there's a bunch of them. This is going to get to be, in my opinion, a huge industry. And the competition has really, really been heating up over the last several years. So you are going to have a variety of choices here. I kind of tend towards doing business with people local just because, well, I'm local. So Crash Plan would definitely be one to check out. Absolutely.
All right. The follow-up to all of that is these companies have been operating for years.
Absolutely.
We've never heard stories of these companies being hacked or their data being hacked. But why do we hear about all these other firms not in this particular business being hacked? Could other firms, like the big credit reporting agency, learn a thing or two from these companies?
I would certainly think so. And I've mentioned this before, Steve. When we get these large companies, Chase Manhattan, Home Depot, Target, I really think when they, it has to be something internal that either allows it or was unexpected. Where these guys who are doing data backups, this is their whole mission, is to protect your data. And along with that, too, if you compare what the type of technology that they're using compared to what happened at Target, for example, it was actually an outside vendor that Target was working with that allowed the entrance in through the heating and plumbing type thing. It's really HVAC system. It was really unique. So, but these guys specialize in your computer, and they will actually scan your data as it's coming in for malware. If there's anything infected, they will alert you. I have yet to hear any of them get hacked or lose one piece of data if the people were set up and configured properly. It really is safe and sound. And today, like a Mosey account, I think if you pay in advance, I think it's like $5 a month. And $60 a year, that's cheap. That's really, really cheap.
And, of course, the granddaddy of all hacks was the Equifax hack.
Indeed.
And I don't think we've even seen the beginning of the end.
I agree.
Ramifications of, you know, of that happened.
You know, and then the story, well, you don't have to worry because your Social Security numbers were separate. I'm not so convinced of this. I think a lot of that has been whitewashed over, and it's not a good thing. It's bad when one of the three credit reporting agencies get hit that hard.
All right, we've got a quick break, 1:19. We promise to the phone lines we'll go right out of the break. Janice, Mark, and Ron, right out of the break. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in the studio here on the CCO. Tech Talk on a Saturday, 1:23. Twins and Brewers tonight. Game two of the three-game border battle over at Target Field. Twins Magazine at 4:30, pregame 5:30, Chris Atterbury. First pitch at 6:10 tonight. Freddie Peralta for the Brew Crew. Fernando Romero for the Twins. He's 2-0 and three starts. His ERA .54. Should be a good one tonight. And Target Field, Brewers won the opener 8-3. We won't dwell on that. All right, to the phones we go. Let's bring in Janice in New Hope. Janice, you're on the air with Doug.
Okay, I want to know what he thinks of some of the internet services, because mine is with CenturyLink right now, and it's running out. And in order for me to keep this modem and everything, it's going to cost me more money. And I moved in here 2 years ago, and they said I need a new modem. Do I need a new modem every time I want to change my internet?
It's possible. The equipment in that little, what they call a modem, that router, is highly, highly sophisticated. And over the past 2 to 5 years, they have made some serious advances. Your original internet speed may have only required you to have one of their lower modems, and if you're going to be increasing your speed, you'll need to jump up to the new one. You don't have to buy those. You can rent those from CenturyLink and Comcast. And I always recommend to people that they just go ahead and pay the $10 a month or whatever it is to rent it. You will save money and have a much better internet experience by using their direct equipment. If you're in an area where you can have Comcast or CenturyLink, I suggest that you call both and get figured out which one is the way to go. But internet speed and delivery is huge. If you're on the lowest CenturyLink plan available, you're probably not spending a lot of money, but you will be kind of penalized for speed. You need to step up and buy a bigger bandwidth, and I think you'll be happy. But I wouldn't hesitate to increase the modem size or get a different modem. That get you fixed right up, and thank you for the call.
Yeah, and we talk about Comcast and CenturyLink. They're the big players, but depending on where you live here in the Twin Cities, or if you live outside of the Twin Cities area, there may be other internet service providers. But generally, there is competition. I know in some spots, there's only one game in town, and you're kind of stuck with that. But it's hard to argue with. And I've had CenturyLink for years now, and we've gradually upgraded over time as they've upgraded equipment in my neck of the woods and in my neighborhood. And I have to admit, this was the case again on Friday night in our house. I was watching something on a streaming service, happened to be the Twins game. My wife was on her laptop. My youngest daughter was playing Xbox, and my oldest daughter, who's getting ready to move out, was doing something else on her laptop. So we were all tapping into that pipeline, no problem.
And
so,
the daughter on Xbox was probably playing the game live online.
Yes,
with other players around the planet.
And she was the hardwired one. We were all on the wireless.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it had no problem. So internet has come amazingly far. You definitely get what you pay for.
Oh.
But it's okay to comparison shop. And I think it's recommended to comparison shop and keep these companies competitive.
Oh, indeed. And in addition, I've got a nice guy I do business with in Northfield, and he's still caught in this area where he can't get cable and he can't get CenturyLink or DSL of any kind. And he has Verizon, and Verizon has actually rolled out an enterprise version using a satellite, which he may end up going to on his house. And from what I read last week, that satellite on his house will deliver up to a gigabyte speed. So it's not going to be very long before the cell phone companies jump right into this. They're experimenting and ready to roll out 5G telephones. The towers, when they get updated, you'll be able to get lickety-split internet right over your cell phone tower as well. So this industry is changing in light years. With that said, you really said a mouthful, Steve, when you said you get what you pay for, and you really do. The internet is so important, and I don't think people realize, well, if I spend 5-6 hours a day on the net, which is easy to do, very easy to do, it might not seem like it because you're watching TV. My Amazon Prime account comes over my Comcast internet. Yeah, while I'm watching Prime, I don't really think while I'm on the internet, but I am on the internet. I'm streaming that video right over the net. It's important to have enough bandwidth, and you're going to have to step up to the plate a little bit and pay for it, and you'll be happy that you did.
All right, and that is challenging because, as you pointed out, it is changing rapidly, and I think it's a good idea not to get locked into anything for too long a term either. That's keep your options open because a year from now, we could have a whole new ballgame in a lot of fronts when it comes to internet service providers. All right, let's go to Mark in Plymouth. Mark, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. I have a couple of things. First of all, Doug, a couple of years ago, you installed an SSD drive for me in a laptop, and you recommended a program called Advanced Computer Systems or something like that.
Advanced System Care, yes.
And, you know, it's gotten really annoying because all these pop-ups keep coming up, and it's just remarkable how many times it happens.
Yeah, Advanced System Care has been bought and sold several times. I no longer recommend that. If you have a paid version, run your subscription out, but completely delete it. The last time they got sold, every time people get something from this, their software, a driver booster, anti-malware. They're actually selling Smart Defrag now, which they give away, but they're selling it to customers who stepped up and paid for Advanced System Care. The initial program of Advanced System Care, I really thought was awesome because it was a one-button fix for customers. Today, if you use that one-button fix, you are bombarded with, oh, we're just going to install this automatically, and I personally do not care for that. And if you want my help with that in the future, you give me a call, Mark, and we'll connect up, and I'll take that baby off and get you set up with CCleaner and show you how to run it. And thank you for the call.
All right, Mark, let's go to Ron quick before the weather break. Ron, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Say, I have two new pieces of equipment, a Netgear Nighthawk X6 router and a Samsung J7 SkyPro cell phone.
Okay.
What I noticed is I have a problem with when I leave the house and come back to get my J7 phone to reconnect automatically. It only does it probably about 70% of the time.
Wow.
Is this an issue with my router, or is this an issue with my cell phone, the inability to reliably reconnect 100%?
You know, that's really interesting. That router that you have, if you're connecting to a device Wi-Fi, that will deliver 2.4 gigahertz, 5 gigahertz, and I believe it will actually even do the dual 5 gigahertz. I have a feeling, my sense is, it's your phone. Now, with that said, I've got my telephones, all of them in the house, trained up to 5G, 2.4, and anything else that's available. In addition to that, your router, there might be a way to lock in that particular device. Give me a call next week and we'll take a look at it. If we can't fix it at the router, then it's the telephone. And if that's a phone, I will guarantee you Samsung will be right on the heels with an update. Check the internet, run a search on Google for your phone and see if other people are having this issue and if there's possibly a fix. Very well could be something where you've got more than one Wi-Fi set up in there. You need to delete and clean them out. It could be something simple. If it's not, then we got to contact Samsung with a tech thing and let them know. And thank you for the call.
Yeah, that is a good one. Typically, getting your phone to train up to your home internet and your home Wi-Fi, that should be falling off a log easy.
Just a snap.
Yeah.
I get more calls, Steve, with configuring a telephone to the Bluetooth in a car. And once you get that locked in, that should stay locked in as well. But I have seen some cars that, and it's a combination of the phone and the car. I can't blame one product because it doesn't seem to be a pattern. But once you get that Bluetooth locked in and you sit down in that car and you attach to that Bluetooth, you're up and rolling. You're rocking and rolling.
All right, quick break. We have more with Doug. Tech Talk, Saturdays between 1 and 2 o'clock. Doug's in studio. By the way, we have phone lines open right now if you want to call. Great time to call, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. We have a backlog to get to in a moment. 81807 is where you send your text here on Tech Talk on the CCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. It is 139, 63 degrees, north winds at 13 miles an hour. And let's jump back to the phone lines real quick. Let's bring in Lonnie in Minneapolis. Lonnie, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Lonnie, what's going on?
Yeah, I was online the other day. I put a desktop together, and I was on Google Chrome. And I was looking on Amazon, which I assume is a pretty safe site to be on, usually. And I had a bug try to sneak in on me. And so the first thing I did was just unplug the unit completely. and just give it a little rest, and then I plugged it back in again, and then I got, and that seemed to solve that little problem. But then after that, I started getting little black, every time I use Amazon, Google Chrome, I'm getting little black squares on the screen.
This sounds more like a hardware issue. Give me a call next week. I think you've got a video thing going on. Could be driver, or could be actual video card itself. And I've actually seen this happen when people go to plug their monitor into the back of the computer. One of the pins will actually get pushed in just a little bit. And you got to take a real small needle nose pliers and snap it back. Be very careful with that. Don't pull that pin out of that little connector. But this sounds like hardware to me. Give me a call, and I'll connect up remotely, and we'll get you rocking and rolling. And Lonnie, thank you for the call.
All right, good call. Phone number 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. Speaking of the text line, we go there. Remember, keep those numbers handy for all our programs here on CCO. We are having problems with our computer. Coming on with the message, missing operating system, and it will not work. We have to shut down, unplug, and in about 15 minutes, it'll come back up. We have Windows 10.
That's not good. You've got a corrupted hard drive. If it's not able to find the command com file to actually boot, this is not good. Give me a call next week or send me some information, but you need to save your data. Get it running, get a backup drive, get all your data off that computer immediately. It's either hardware drive or your Windows is about to crash. That's not good if you're missing the operating system. That's as basic to booting a computer as you can get. That's thank you for the text, and I wish I had better news, but this one needs work.
This is one that I'm sure a lot of people are wondering. From time to time, we bring up the fact that we generally stream a lot of it. I have an over-the-air antenna and watch all the local channels, including Channel 4, 5, 9, 11, Channel 2. It's kind of like the old days when I was a kid growing up. So I have an antenna to watch all the local channels for free, and then a lot of the other services I have streaming through Sony. I use a Sony service called View to watch television.
It's a wonderful service.
But the question from the text line, with all these people cutting the cord and using internet-based streaming services, is there any chance we run out of bandwidth?
Boy, I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, and over the years, truly, I have had my issues with Quest and CenturyLink and US West and Comcast and now Comcast Xfinity. But I have to tell you this, Steve. Over the years, Comcast has done more to compress data and squeeze out the best quality picture anybody on the planet. I don't care what anybody says. With the technology changing, people might remember, oh, yeah, we had the old QuickTime videos and MP3s and MPGs and MP4s. All those file formats are a different compression technique. And when you compress data, it used to be you would give up quality. Today, they're working on compressing that data and without the loss of quality. In addition to that, I think when it comes to wireless services, cell towers, wireless internet, no cables at all. We are actually going to be evolving into a time where it should take some pressure off those cables. CenturyLink has fiber optics now. They increase their bandwidth. Your CenturyLink is connected pretty close to glass. I think you're on a fiber optics network.
Yeah, I believe we have fiber in the neighborhood.
Right. As soon as that hit that neighborhood, that neighborhood internet, and now, of course, Prism TV, lit up like a Christmas tree. The technology and the advancement of technology, I believe, is ahead of the need. I really believe that. Good thought, though, because that really keeps everybody honest about, how much email I'm sending out is spam, how much garbage my computer is taking in that it doesn't need, the shopping services that are tracking your internet. if you're really concerned about that, again, I have to recommend download Brave.com, B-R-A-V-E browser. This thing actually shows you what's going on in the background. It's a slick browser. Get that, and it will help to monitor that.
All right, by the way, a quick PSA on the program. Have multiple browsers available at your fingertips. I rely heavily on Mozilla Firefox
yep.
and Google Chrome. I rarely use Internet Explorer, but I haven't tried Brave yet. I'm going to give it a shot.
When you get a chance, download it and install it, and you will notice when you click on the icon to open, you'll go, well, it's going to open? It seems to take just a little bit longer to load. Make sure you go into the settings, and it will actually help you learn about blocking scripts, and most of the way they've got it pre-configured is right. I like the home button. I like my toolbar that shows my bookmarks up there, and I like to show the actual file edit view bar all the time as well. So I actually turn that on. But this thing is a wealth of information. Once it's up, it's lickety-split fast. It's just as fast as Firefox and Chrome, but it does seem to take just a couple more seconds to load.
All right, by the way, and that is B-R-A-V-E, Brave. That's it.
Wonderful piece of work.
All right, back to the text line. We go at 81807. Are you still recommending Bitdefender antivirus? For Windows 7, the free version, is it a good idea? Is there something else I should be using?
You know, at this particular point, if you're running any version of Windows 7, Windows 7 Home Premium, Windows 7 Pro, I am going to highly suggest that you buy a commercial package, either from Bitdefender, Malwarebytes, ESET, McAfee. I think that today, Windows 7, if you're going to continue to use it, it's a requirement to have a paid commercial service taking care of that for you. It's not that I don't trust Microsoft. I better just stop there. You should have a paid commercial service for Windows 7. And actually, I'm beginning to think you might need that for Windows 8 as well. 10, Windows Defender is doing a great job defending Windows 10. So I don't think that's necessary. But for 7 and 8, step up to the plate, spend 30, 40, 50 bucks a year on a protection package. That way you know for sure.
All right. Someone from the text line, going to start online college courses. I'm going to be using a laptop or purchase a laptop dedicated just for the classes. We'll use Microsoft Office for the most part, reading textbooks, writing essays. What do I need to look for in specs when it comes to getting a laptop computer? What do you consider the essentials when buying a new laptop?
An absolute bare minimum of 4 gigabytes of RAM. I would highly suggest a solid state drive today. If you're doing this thing online, a bigger issue is your internet speed. Learn about the Wi-Fi capabilities of that hardware. Make absolutely certain it's got 2.4 and 5 gigahertz and can connect to 802.11ac, B, G, N, and AC. If you've got that, you should be good to go.
All right, but a solid-state drive is a biggie, and you can't really have too much RAM, can you?
Not really. In my mind, a minimum is 4 gigs.
Yeah.
If you can step up to 8, you're much better off. For most people, 16 and above is overkill. Unless you're doing gaming or extensive video work, solid state drive, if this is going to be a college course, I would highly suggest a minimum of 120 gigs so you don't run out of space, preferably 256. But the big thing here is you need internet speed. Make sure your hardware is capable of the highest internet that it can connect to. And a lot of these laptops now no longer have an Ethernet port. They're pure Wi-Fi. So that's something to really keep an eye on.
Yeah, my oldest is out of college, and my youngest still in college. And from the get-go, backup, 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 backup your work. You can't have too many copies hidden away. Email stuff to yourself so you've always got a backup.
You can't say it enough. You really can't. And you know what? Even no matter how many times you say it, somebody's going to say, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's like car insurance. It's a lot better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Yeah, and by the way, with the state patrol coming in, you must have car insurance. It's the law.
See how we plug that together there?
Yeah. 11 minutes now in front of two. Quick break. Paul on the phone lines. More techs coming up. It is Tech Talk. Doug's in studio here on CCO. We're back. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. Steve Thompson, Jonathan Lowe. We have all the news and weather coming up at 2. Then the State Patrol. Lieutenant Tiffany Nielsen joins us in studio. Extra seatbelt enforcement coming up. We'll talk about that. And talk rules of the road, your calls. We always get a ton of texts there. Let's go to Paul in Edina. Paul, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Paul. What's up?
Just a couple of questions. What do you think about Sophos?
Oh, listen, Sophos is the granddaddy of antivirus. Absolutely wonderful. I don't often talk about it because they're not real well known in this country, but they are. They started out strictly business enterprise systems. I was working with Sophos, I want to say 25, 30 years ago. They went to a commercial package, and they really don't push their commercial package very much. But yeah, absolutely, especially if you got a Mac. If you're looking for protection on a Mac, that's probably the one to go with. Yeah, Sophos is a wonderful company. Thank you for the call.
All right, so it's a good way to go.
Their antivirus is absolutely top shelf. Top shelf.
All right, so you can't go wrong having that on your computer.
No, Sophos.
All right.
And Sophos.com. Nobody really knows how to pronounce it, so we just pronounce it both ways and never critique.
All right. Windows 10 Task Manager has 66 entries. Do I need all of them? If not, how do I get rid of them?
Can't tell without seeing the computer.
Okay.
Depends on hardware. Depends on software. I'm going to guess that a whole lot of them you could get rid of. You really don't want to be deleting them out of the Task Manager. This is one area, again, Steve, where CCleaner just shines. On a CCleaner screen for Windows, there is a little button there that says Tools. And underneath that Tools, the first one is an uninstaller. The second one says Startup. And then there's actually tabs underneath the Startup one where you can see what's starting up. And then you can put a little check mark under the Schedule tab to show everything. And I highly suggest that you do some research as you're working on this and you take your time and restart your computer to make sure nothing's missing. By the way, before you start tinkering with stuff like this, if you're not completely aware, one more time, Stevie, save your data. Yeah. Back it up. Save your pictures. Save your docs. When you go into this realm and you're testing and you're not really sure what you're doing, it might come to a point where you have to completely reinstall Windows. Bad enough if you have to spend a half a day doing that. Much worse if you have to spend a half a day reinstalling Windows and lose all your data. So let's make sure you get your data before you get optimizing. And if you got some questions, call me up and I'll help you and show you how to research each one of these services and background processes that are running. A lot of them, I shut off a ton of them on every computer I work on. The less things that are running, the faster your computer runs. Great, great text.
All right, Bruce, we won't have time to get to your call. We won't have any time to delve in to the other texts on the text line. We've only got about a minute to go. But a friendly reminder, when it comes to backups, there are a lot of services that you can give them a few bucks every month, X amount annually. And there are other ways to back up. But by all means, back up your data. Research it. Look at these services. If you don't want to pay, you can do it yourself as well.
I'm really glad that you bring up Carbonite and Mozy and SugarSync. All
Crash
of them.
Plan.
Crash Plan Local. Check them out first. Here's the thing. If you find yourself putting it off, just spend the money.
Yep. By all means, you got to hang on to that data and the photos, et cetera. All right, Doug, real quick, phone number and email, please.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOtech.com. WCCOTECH.com, 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve.
All right, have a good day, Doug. We'll see you down the road, Tech Talk, when our sports schedules allow here on the CCO.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.